Cohn watches the SEC man hurry away and then turns and meanders uptown to Haldering and Company. He's satisfied that he's put the first part of his plot into place. If he can stage manage the second part, his scheme will have a chance. Except, he admits, everything depends on the reaction of Sally Steiner. All Cohn can do is put the pressure on, hope she'll cave and blow the whistle on Corsini. She might not, but he's got to try it. It's his civic duty, he tells himself virtuously. And besides, the whole thing is a hoot. Back in his office, he calls Joe D'Amato. A lot depends on timing, and if he can't persuade the detective to play along, the whole scam will collapse. Listen, D'Amato, you got a phone number for Mario Corsini? I'd like to call him. Cohn explains what he has in mind.
Cohn, you're playing with fire. You know that.
Sure, but I figure if I go ahead with it, she'll think seriously about turning.
Well, I've only got a phone number of the social club in Ozone Park where Corsini hangs. Maybe they'll get a message to him. That's the best I can do.
Let's have it. That evening, on the way home, he stops to buy some baked ham hocks, which he and Cleo dearly love, a container of potato salad, and a bottle of vodka. Back in the loft, he postpones laying out the evening's feast until he calls at Ozone Park Social Club.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Mario Corsini.
Never heard of him.
Well, look, if a man named Mario Corsini happens to stop by, will you ask him to call this number? Tell him it's about Sally Steiner.
It's almost 9:30 when the phone rings, and by that time, Cohn is feeling no pain.
Who's this?
A voice shouts. Am I speaking to Mr. Mario Corsini?
You tell me who you are or I hang up.
Mr. Corsini, my name is Smedley Tonker, and I'm an investigator with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
So? You said this call was about Sally Steiner. I never heard it abroad.
You haven't? That's odd, since your cousin Anthony Ricci works for Steiner Waste Control. Come on, Mr. Corsini, let's stop playing games. You and your friends made stock purchases on the basis of inside tips from Sally Steiner. Do you know how she got her information, Mr. Corsini?
So, for the fourth time, Cohn relates the tale of how trash from Reichhold Printing was delivered to Sally's Smithtown home, and how she rummaged through the garbage to find confidential financial documents. Are you claiming you knew nothing about Ms. Steiner's illegal activities, Mr. Corsini?
Talk to my lawyers, you putz!
The other man screams and hangs up. Smiling happily, Cohn goes back to his unfinished drink and polishes it off.